Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. You know, we wish it were possible to point to a certain date on the calendar and say that's the day fresh and tender Kroger Tender Ray Beef will be back again. But of course we can't. And here's the reason we can't promise the exact date when fresh-tasting and delicious Kroger Tender Ray Beef will return to your Kroger store and to your dinner table. It's impossible right now to say just when there'll be a plentiful supply of the top grades of grain-fattened cattle that are used for Kroger Tender Ray Beef. Now, you can get that superb tenderness in Kroger Tender Ray Beef because only the very top grades of grain-fattened cattle are made naturally tender in just 3 days by the famous Kroger Tender Ray method. And that wonderful freshness is yours because through Kroger's own Tender Ray method, there's no need for wasteful aging or loss of rich natural juices. So there you have the reasons why no other beef so fresh can be so tender. Soon we hope you'll be able to buy all you want of famous Kroger Tender Ray beef. However, until that happy day arrives, here's something you'll want to remember. Your neighborhood Kroger store will always provide you with beef whenever any is available. And it will be the very best beef that is available. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Penny has heard two conflicting stories in regard to Freddie Lang's release by the police. Johnny Keith told her Freddie escaped from Captain Harlow. But, according to Freddie...
No, I didn't bust away from Captain Harlow, Gibbsy. I got more sense than to do that. You see, that's what they call resisting arrest. And it seems to be that there's something in the law books which says you can have awful fatal results from that.
Then, Captain Harlow released you, Freddie.
That's right, Gibbsy.
Because you explained that you lost your ring and that whoever was trying to rob the store must have been wearing it.
Mm-hmm.
Is that right?
Yeah. Simple, ain't it?
I'm afraid it's too simple, Freddie.
You don't believe me, do you, Gibbsy? Well, I figured you wouldn't. Guess you're just like all the rest of them. I got a bad rep, get caught in a couple of lies, so now you figure I ain't never telling the truth at all. Well, I might have known it. I had you tagged as okay, but... Well, guess you're no better than anybody else.
Look, Freddie, I want very much to believe you.
Well, then why don't you?
Because Johnny Keith told me that...
Now, look, anything that guy says has got a knife in it somewheres, and it's all set to cut my throat.
Freddie, I don't know why you think Johnny dislikes you.
Dislikes me, huh? Listen, he hates me, and that's okay with me. I don't exactly waste any love on that Rover boy
either.
Freddie,
don't talk that way. You know you don't mean any of it.
I don't mean it, huh?
No, you don't.
Okay, Gibbsy, go ahead, have it your way. But look, if you don't believe me about the cops letting me go, why don't you go over to the phone, pick it up, call them, and ask them?
No, Freddie, I believe you.
No, you don't. And you never will until the cops tell you themselves. Well, go ahead, call them up.
No, Freddie. That won't be necessary. Maybe Johnny misunderstood something when he was at the police station.
Oh. He was down there?
Mm-hmm. He said that the police were looking for you.
No, Gibbsy. The only guy in town that's looking for me is that guy I was telling you about. So you'll do me that favor, won't you? Don't tell anybody I'm here.
No, Freddie, I won't tell anyone.
Don't tell nobody at all, Gibbsy. A cop or nobody.
Freddie, why can't I tell the police?
I told you why, Gibbsy. This guy who's looking for me, he's a big shot, see? He don't like me or nobody that's my pal. And that means you.
Oh?
Yeah. He'll do anything he can to get his hands on me, Gibbsy, or to make it tough for anybody who's on my side at all. And he's such an important guy that he could get the cops to come here and arrest me for anything. Just so as he can get me where he wants me.
Why does he want to, get you, Freddie?
Well, I can't tell you about that, Gibbsy. But look, and honest, you gotta believe this. Of course, it's the honest truth.
You what? Go on.
I Don't know how to say this without scaring you.
It's all right, Freddy. I don't frighten easily.
No, but I'll bet you bruise easy.
What do you mean?
Well, it's about this guy who's looking for me. I don't want him to find me, because then he's going to find you, and he'll find out that you've been okay to me, and... Well, Gibbsy, you've been more than okay to me. And, well, he'll...
He'll what, Freddy?
Nothing. I don't know how to say it, Gibbsy. Look, just be a smart thing. Don't tell nobody that I'm here, and you're going to be doing yourself a favor, too.
Freddy, what is it? What are you trying to tell me?
Plenty, Gibbsy, but I just can't say it, because, well, if this guy don't find me, then everything's going to be all right and okay. But if he does find me, things won't be so rosy for you neither.
Why not?
I can't tell you why not. But you just got to believe me, Gibbsy. I know what I'm talking about. Look, that may be him. Or maybe somebody he sent to look for me. Now, I'm going to scram out of the house and hide out in the back.
No, Freddy, wait a minute.
No, Gibbsy, I can't. Please, be a smart dame. Play it safe until I can tell you the whole dope, will you? And don't let nobody know that I'm here.
Oh, all right, Freddy, just this once. Just a minute, I'm coming. Oh. Hello, Gagnarlo.
Hello, Miss Gibbs. Is he here?
Is, who here?
Freddy. Is he hiding in this house?
No. No, he isn't. Come in, won't you?
If you don't mind.
No, of course not.
Thank you.
Freddy explained to you about the ring.
Yes, he did.
He lost it.
That was his story.
How was the man they found behind the store?
Oh, still unconscious, but he'll recover.
Oh, I'm glad to hear that. Captain Harlow, you're looking around. Really, Freddy's not in his house.
Well, you said he wasn't, Miss Gibbs, and I'm sure you have no reason to lie to me.
Of course, you're perfectly welcome to search the house if you like.
Thank you, Miss Gibbs, but that won't be necessary. If you say he isn't here, he isn't here. But, Miss Gibbs.
Yes, sir?
I won't burden you with the unpleasant details, but Freddy is in more serious trouble than ever.
Oh. I'm sorry to hear
that. So am I. I didn't think I'd have to deal with the boy in a situation like this. But, well, I'm afraid I'll have to do something about him, and fast. If I don't, it'll mean trouble for you, too.
It'll mean trouble for me.
Yes, Miss Gibbs. Freddy is... Well, you'll know all about it sooner or later. I'm sure you've heard some of the truth already. Well, you'll excuse me, Miss Gibbs.
Well, Captain Harlow, just a
Don't
minute.
Don't be too upset about it, Miss Gibbs. We'll find him before it's too late. Goodbye.
Goodbye. What did he mean before it's too late? I certainly don't understand that.
Hey, Gibbsy. He's gone, huh?
Freddy, you were in the house, hmm?
Yeah, I was here. The back door was locked, and I was scared I'd make a noise opening it up. Well, Gibbsy, you heard what that copper said, didn't you?
Yes, Freddy, I heard everything he said, but I didn't understand.
What he meant about getting me before it's too late, huh?
Yeah.
It's that guy I was telling you about, Gibbsy. The guy that's looking for me. And you heard what the copper said about things maybe, well, be in trouble for you, too.
Yes, Freddy, I heard that, too.
Well, maybe you'll believe me then, huh? Maybe you'll keep your trap shut to anybody who asks about me being here.
Freddy, I'm beginning slowly to realize that you're really in some kind of serious difficulty.
Yeah. And I guess you're figuring out that maybe you're in it, too. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Seems there's some kind of a threat,
Yeah, threat is right, Gibbsy. And the only way for you to duck it is to duck anybody who wants to know where I am.
Yeah, I'm beginning to see that. Look, Freddy, come here a minute.
What?
I wish you'd explain just...
Wait a second, Gibbsy. Probably that copper again. I'm going to scram upstairs.
All right.
Now, look, just remember, keep your trap shut. Got me?
Hiya, Penny.
Oh. Hello, Johnny.
The door was unlocked, so... What was that?
Nothing. Nothing, Johnny. Close the door.
Sure. Somebody stumbled going up the stairs. Pat home?
No.
Look, I saw someone going up those stairs when I opened the door, Penny.
Did you?
Mm-hmm. It was Freddy.
Was it?
Yes, it was. And he's upstairs right now.
Johnny, I don't
Look, I don't like to be nasty to you of all people, Penny. Now, look, you've got to come to your senses. If Freddy's in this house and you don't turn him over to the police, you're harboring a criminal.
Johnny, Freddy is not a criminal.
Well, if he isn't, he's certainly acting like one. He escaped from the police. Look, if he weren't guilty of robbing that store, why'd he break away from Captain Harlow?
I don't know. I don't even know that he did break away from the captain. Look, Captain Harlow was here a minute ago and didn't say anything about it.
No? Well, I don't know why not. Penny, I want to look upstairs.
No.
Oh, then Freddy is up there, isn't he?
Johnny, you're being terribly unfair.
You're being very foolish.
I may have a reason for what I'm doing.
I don't think you know what you're doing, but I know what I'm doing. I'm getting out of here.
Maybe you better, Johnny.
Well, for once, we agree.
Oh, Keith.
Huh? Oh, Captain Harlow.
You just came out of the Gibbs home, didn't you?
Yes, I did.
See anything unusual in there?
Why, no, I don't think so.
But you saw Freddy lying, didn't you?
Well, I'm not sure.
But you saw someone besides Miss Gibbs.
I think so, yes.
It was Freddy lying, I'm sure of it.
I hope it wasn't.
Well, for Miss Gibbs' sake, I hope it wasn't, too. I'm going to need you as a witness, Keith.
A witness? To what?
To the fact that Freddy Lang is in Miss Gibbs' house. That Miss Gibbs is willfully harboring a criminal.
Yeah, but Captain Harlow,
I've been watching the house, and while you were in there, I saw someone move in an upstairs window. If it was Freddy Lang, Miss Gibbs is as liable to punishment as Freddy himself. You'll be my witness that I found him in Miss Gibbs' house, Keith, whether you like it or not.
So Penny is in trouble with the law for protecting Freddy, and Johnny Keith will have to testify against her. Will Captain Harlow find Freddy in Penny's house? And if he does, what will happen to Penny? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Yes, it's quite true that in the near future, Kroger Tender Ray beef is expected to be plentiful once more, and we hope it's very soon. But until that time, when you can again get famous Kroger Tender Ray beef, here's something to keep in mind. Kroger will always provide you with beef whenever any is available, and it will always be the best that's available. Don't forget either that your Kroger store offers you a wide selection of fine meats, seafoods with an ocean-fresh flavor, and plump, country-tasting poultry, all priced for real thrift. So for the finest in foods, go to your neighborhood Kroger store.